baddies, I'm Rebecca Tran, and welcome to Baddie Fluent, and also this week's episode. Guys, I am back. I have been MIA on Baddie Fluent, I'm not gonna lie. I'll be posting episodes, and then I'll dip out of nowhere, but we're back, we're ready to be here. You know, hot girl summer, just in time for City Girls Up. You guys already know what this episode's gonna be about. It's gonna be about relationships, you know, friendships, getting your money up, getting your self-confidence up, because it is time for hot girl summer. And I want you guys to be on your A game, guys. It's our summer to conquer everything, to feel good, to look good, and to embrace ourselves in every sort of way we want to and feel comfortable in our own skin. That's my biggest goal for you guys, because I just genuinely feel like, you know, this whole school year for me has been so, like, weird. It has made me so jammed into, like, this box where I just felt so unmotivated, so sad every single day, no matter what. And I was just arguing with people, you know, projecting myself against people. And even though those are traits that, you know, sometimes we have that are toxic, I'm not gonna lie, like, me projecting how I feel on others when they haven't done shit to me is very toxic to myself and also to them, because it's like, why am I hurting people who love me and who care for me and want to be there for me? I'm hurting them because I feel this way, or I'm like just trauma dumping on them and just like thinking that everyone's gonna treat me the same just because I already got treated like that in the past. But it's time to pick up a new mindset. It's time to get on our A game and start the City Girl Summer and live our life, because even though you're maybe in a relationship with someone, or you're in a talking stage, you're in a good friendship with someone, you made a promise to yourself, you can still have a hot girl summer with all those stuff. It doesn't matter, you know, as long as you're respecting yourself and the others, and, you know, you know what you're doing and you're not disrespecting anyone or hurting anyone, then you're fine. You know, that is your hot girl summer, and City Girls points are already up for you right there. But I want to talk to you guys about, you know, friendships a little bit before I hop into relationships, because I know that was the big kind of question that you guys always ask me for, and I love to talk about that stuff, because even though I'm in a very happy relationship, I definitely been fucked over in the past and been used for so many things. Maybe it's not like sexually, but it's also like me getting used, because they would use me as a way to be like, oh, like, I'm talking to someone, or just like dump me after, you know, they got what they wanted. And you know what? I just am not letting anyone treat me like that anymore. And I'm so glad I found a person who genuinely cares and loves and just wants to support me and support what I'm doing with my life in the future. And I think that's something that I've literally been missing, you know, my whole entire life, because I just felt like I've never had someone who just genuinely cared for me so much. So it's nice to have that feeling, but also you don't need that feeling in order to feel, you know, valuable. You should know that you are worth so much regardless of who's telling you, because you deserve to let yourself know that you are killing the game, and you should be proud of yourself every single day. Even if it's a little task that you're doing that might not seem major to you, maybe like it's even brushing your teeth or like taking a shower, if you think that's like such a small task that everyone can do, it's not. You know, some people have trouble like showering in the morning or showering at night, or even, you know, picking them up from bed. You should be proud of yourself for even, you know, waking up that morning and feeling refreshed, or, you know, changing something in your morning routine to make you feel better, or your night routine. That's something that you should always be proud of yourself for, because we have come such a long way. And even though you might feel like you haven't really fully grown to your fullest potential yet, you are still learning so many things around you, and you're not going to know what to do, you know, the next morning. It's a learning process for everyone. You're still going to be learning, you know, how to live life when you're 70, or when you're like, you know, about to hit that kind of age mark where, you know, maybe we don't know if today or tomorrow's promise. But I want you to remember that yourself too at this age, to live your life to the fullest and make sure to be grateful for things around you. Because honestly, like, guys, like, with everything that's been happening with the whole world, it's so scary to say how, like, we all are so, you know, more conscious of our surroundings, and, you know, we are so scared of like going to some buildings or whatever. And my heart goes out to everyone who has, you know, maybe lost a life or lost their family member or whatever, because it is so hard to, like, you know, live somewhere where you just see this happen, you know, every single time and every single day. And it's so scary to live in a society where, you know, that's what it is now. And, like, you know, sometimes in your head, you're like, I don't know what's gonna happen. But I want you guys to know that, just to be grateful and to tell your loved ones that you love them, because I wanna tell you guys that I love you guys so much. And you guys always keep me going. And even though I don't post on Baddie Fluent as often, I just wanna make sure you guys know that you guys are literally family to me. And I know that sometimes it doesn't, like, seem like that, because I'm just so inactive on, like, social media and stuff for Baddie Fluent. Just know that I'm always here for you guys, and I might not answer DMs like right away as I used to, but I'm trying to get back on, like, going live, answering DMs, going live on TikTok, filming TikToks for you guys, because I know that me, you know, engaging with you guys, it means a lot from both ends. It means a lot to you guys, and it also means a lot to me to have such amazing best friends who genuinely care for me, and you guys always are there for me, even on days where I'm not even present on social media. And I just want to say thank you so much for always having my back, and it means so much to me. But, you know, put that aside, I think it's just really important to, you know, focus on your real friends this year and or this summer, actually. Well, this year in general, but this summer especially. And to hang out with people who want to be there with you, you know. Don't put yourself in a situation where you have to ask them twice for them to take you back or whatever. You don't want to, like, let yourself, you know, put in that situation where you don't know your worth, because you should know your worth. You should know your standards. You should know how much you deserve. And if that person is not giving you what you need to receive, then that person isn't it. You know, you need to realize that you deserve more than what people might be giving to you. And if it's time to cut that toxic friendship, then it's time. You know, it's time for you to kind of build a new, refreshed version of yourself. It's summer. It's supposed to be a time where you don't really see people from school every day now. Or you might not be able to see, like, you know, some of your friends constantly. So you know who's going to be your real friend. You're going to know who you spend the most time with and who you, have an effort to, like, see them over summer. And I know sometimes it could be hard with vacations and people have their own personal life too. So don't be like, oh, if they don't hang out with me, they're not my real friend. No, it's just, like, even, like, putting an effort to, like, text someone or ask how they're doing means a lot to the other person at the other end. Because I know for me, whenever my friends check up on me, like, out of nowhere, or, like, compliment me, you know, at school or, like, through Snapchat if I'm wearing a cute outfit at school, it means so much to me, because it's like, wow, like, you're really noticing that I'm there, or you're really noticing that, like, you know, I tried a little today. And it's just nice to hear from another person. And I know that kind of sounds like you're kind of going off of validation, but it's not. You know, it's just, like, nice to hear your friends check up on you and you checking up on your friends. It's kind of like an equal share that you guys should both do. But I think that, you know, for me, I really wanted to spend time kind of getting to know my class better, like my junior class, and hanging out with people that I kind of rekindled a friendship over the school year, because I think it's important for me at least to kind of live my senior year, because I am moving across the country, you know, next summer. I'm planning to go to college there. I'm planning to settle down there, you know, for a very long time. So I don't know when the next time I'm going to see, you know, all my friends who are going to college and all that stuff. And I know that college, it really drifts away a bunch of friendships. And I just want to make sure that I have time to spend time with them now, you know, and live my senior year life, and then have my junior year summer and spend time with those around me, because I know next year, school year, is going to be super fun, considering how I do have a really, like, big position at my school, and I do have a lot of positions in different clubs. So I'm very excited to just kind of be more involved in my school and get to know people around me, like, even the underclassmen, because it's just nice, you know, be able to, like, get to know everyone around you and be able to live, you know, your last high school year, which is so crazy for me to even say, because I just cannot believe that, you know, this is my 12th year of going to school, and I'm about to graduate and go to college. I just cannot believe it's all happening that quick, and I really wouldn't have seen this at all, and it's, like, all flashing through me right now. Speaking of just, like, relationships in general with your friends or just with your loved ones or whatever, I think that it's super important to also drop any toxic relationships. If you feel like you guys are arguing every single day and it's not going anywhere, like, you know, you're not changing and he's not changing, or she's not changing, or they're not changing, if you feel like that is a thing where both sides of the party is just, like, not going anywhere, it's time for you to cut it. And I know sometimes it's gonna be hard to, like, you know, cut something that you care for, that you love, but sometimes you have to let go of the ones who hurt you the most. And even though that you love them so much, it's time for you guys to grow into separate directions. And maybe at the end, when you guys are both mature or know what you guys want, you guys can meet at the end of the tunnel. And I know sometimes it's really hard to admit to that, because no one wants to admit that, you know, their, like, ideal relationship doesn't work out, because who doesn't want their relationship to continue into, like, a further, you know, aspect of life? And, you know, you never schedule when time is to break up, but if you just generally feel like it's not gonna, like, benefit, you know, how you feel and benefit how they feel, and you think it's just gonna be in the same place for the rest of summer, it's just time to drop it. You know, it's not needed for you or for them. And I just generally think that, you know, you just need time to, like, express who you are in summer. And if you feel like you're holding this baggage that is just not treating you well, it's time to let go of that baggage. You know, it's time to pack them away into a different closet. And even though maybe, you know, they love you so much and you love them, sometimes it's just, like, it's a thing that you need to do to save both parties and to not hurt, you know, constantly keep hurting the other party. Because I know for me that my biggest fear of, like, you know, being in love with someone or just being in a relationship with someone, it's just, like, you know, hurting them, because you don't want to, like, hurt them in any way or, like, make them upset with you, or, like, you know, you don't want to argue and make them mad with you. And I learned this the hard way, because, you know, in the beginning of my whole relationship, I was at a very rough start. Not saying that we were fighting every day, but I think that I was just so petty and stubborn, and I'm a very petty and stubborn person, you know, to this day. Like, you know, I'm trying to change and, like, kind of control myself in a way, because I know that I am sometimes so unreasonable for the way I act, and I know it's not correct. And, you know, what I preach on social media about, like, you know, relationships and stuff, sometimes I'm doing the complete opposite. Not saying that's anything bad. I think that I just always pick arguments out of nowhere, or maybe I'll say some unnecessary things that aren't needed to be said. And I think that that's, like, the petty side of me coming out, because I'm just, like, so angry at the moment. Or just, like, me even projecting myself on someone because I'm just, like, not happy mentally at home or whatever. Or, like, maybe I had a bad day. Like, I'm now projecting my bad day onto them. And it's not fair. It really isn't. And I think for me, I've learned how to, like, control that, or kind of talk it out with, you know, my relationship, or trying to figure out, like, what's bothering me, rather than just, like, being petty and stubborn and going to not disturb and, like, not solving anything. And for me, in the beginning of my relationship, that's how it was. It was just me, like, going on my phone, do not disturb, and just, like, you know, making a whole big scene for that person to, like, kind of chase me. And it's not fair, you know, it's not fair for me to do that, and it's not fair for him to do that. And I think that when we got to that point, we just grew from it. And ever since then, I could not tell you guys that we've been doing so much better. And I'm just so happy with where I'm at with him, and I just can't wait for what the future has for us. But we're at a really good place, and you guys probably already saw the prom pictures and all that stuff. But I truly do love him, and I, you know, I don't know if he's listening to this or his friends are, but I think that it's something that you learn over time. And I think that's, like, with every relationship. Like, if you really think that you both are willing to put an effort to save it, then, you know, try to do that. But if you just see, like, both parties kind of just, like, you know, whatever, or, like, just, like, you know, fuck it, then what is the point of continuing, you know? Rather just, like, you know, be single, learn from it, and then maybe at the end you guys can reconnect later. But if you both are just, like, willing to, like, drop it and, like, not put an effort, or maybe one side is trying to put effort and the other side isn't, it's not worth your time, you know? Your time is so valuable, and what you have in this world is so valuable. So don't, you know, butcher yourself or, like, press yourself down, you know, to the deep down hole or deep hole of yours, just to, like, you know, pull them back to you. Like, if they really wanted to come back, they would. And if they aren't, you know, willing to come back, and they're just, like, continuing to walk away, what is the point of you trying to chase that? You know, you have so much ahead of you, and you have so many different opportunities. Like, guys, one relationship out of, like, 50-100 will not ruin you. Like, you know, you have so many chances. Like, there's so many fishes in the sea. Like, when they say that, it really is true. Like, there are so many different people for you. And even though I don't want to call people, like, options, because I don't want to be like, you know, you have different choices, but, like, you just can meet so many different people in the future, guys. Like, especially, like, if you're on your way to, like, you know, another grade, or you're going to high school, or you're going to middle school, you're going to college, there is just so many chances for you to meet different people. And you don't have to stick with that same baggage all the time. You know, you could express yourself, and you can really get yourself out there in order to, like, feel like yourself. And I think that's, like, the whole thing of just City Girls Up. You know, City Girls Up, I know sometimes it's about, like, you know, fuck him, or, like, fuck her, like, I don't fuck with them, or whatever. And even though we have those rage moments, that's totally okay. But it's also about, like, learning, like, what needs to be done in order to make yourself feel better, and what needs to, you know, happen in order for you to either save it or not save it. And I'm not saying to put your relationship on the line or anything, but sometimes it really just comes to that point where you need to realize what will benefit both of you, and what would, you know, just, like, tear you guys apart even more, but just stay together because you guys just want that relationship to work, even though it clearly is not working. I think, like, you know, sometimes we just get in that mood of our relationship, and especially I feel like during summer season 2, like, some people, like, are meant for, like, that life where, like, they don't fuck relationships, and they're not, you know, wanting to do that right now. And that's totally okay. You know, we all have different life choices, and we all look at love in different ways. Or some people really want a relationship, and, like, you know, during the season, they want to have, like, a boo thing, you know, to go to the beach with or do stuff with, and that's totally okay. Like, I know for me, you know, being my first, like, really real relationship, like, going to, like, a party with him was a very different experience, because you just, like, pull up together, and everyone knows that you guys are together, and he's just, like, so comforting, and he makes sure that I feel okay, you know, at the party, and I don't feel awkward, or I don't feel uncomfortable. And I think that was, like, a new feeling that I just never discovered before, because I just never had that kind of love in my life. So I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, just because one person has one thing does not mean you have to have it too, you know? You can either, you know, live your life, you know, let it come to you, because I definitely did not chase the guy I'm dating now. Like, I chased him in a way that, like, he didn't like me first. Like, I liked him first, and, like, he didn't like me back. Then I shooted my shot again, and then he did like me. So, you know, it's kind of like a thing where you just have to wait for the right time. And even though for me, I just thought he would never like me, and then look at where we are, you know? He told me he liked me after I told him I liked him. It was like a couple weeks apart, and you know, now we are in a very, you know, happy relationship, and I'm just very grateful for those moments. And I think that could happen to literally anyone, guys. It's just out of, not even out of luck, but it's just out of like what is needed to be in your life and what isn't, like what the universe wants you to have right now and what they want you to focus on. Because for me, focusing on yourself is so, so important. Like, even being in a relationship, focusing on yourself is the most important thing that you need to do, because you need to love yourself too. Like, you know, even though you're putting your love into someone else, you're also putting yourself like into a higher position to, like, you know, love yourself, to see how much you're valued, to see how much you're worth and what you deserve to have in your life and how you deserve to be treated. And I think that's like the main goal of like the whole hot girl summer, you know, city girls up. Because city girls up, you know, maybe you can, like, you know, have your little fun sneaky links here and there, but it's also making sure that you feel comfortable in everything and that you feel good about yourself. And even on days where you feel like you don't look the best, you still know that you're a bad bitch inside. Because, you know, we all have days where we don't feel the hottest, or we might not be the most dressed up, we might have our bummy days. That's totally okay. As long as you feel, you know, motivated to, like, get the day, start, you know, going and, like, you know, completing all your tasks, getting your money up, guys. Because let me tell y'all, getting your bread up is so important, guys. Because I'm not saying money buys you happiness, but it definitely buys you a lot. And with inflation nowadays, it definitely gonna buy you that gas. It's gonna cover that, like, $100 tank of yours, because I know damn shit is getting expensive. So make sure you're chasing your bag, you know, get some little cute bikinis. I know sometimes we're gonna be a little bit self-conscious about, you know, our body image or whatever, but just know everybody is literally so beautiful. Embrace yourself and do whatever makes you comfortable first. But just know, guys, you are all baddies within and outside of your personality too. Like, you're a baddie in your personality, and then outside you are a gorgeous baddie. And just remember that, because I don't try to forget about how much you are worth in this world. And even though sometimes you might not feel like it and you want the validation, you want to hear from someone else, I'm giving you guys that validation if you guys want it. Even though you guys should know how much you are worth, I'm telling you guys that you should be proud of yourself and you should embrace yourself in ways that make you feel comfortable and make you feel like, you know, you're out here doing your own shit and you really are conquering the world. Because summer 2022 is for us guys, you know. I feel like, not saying that COVID is gone, but I feel like a lot of things have been going back to how it is, even though COVID is still going around, you know. Still take your safety precautions, because I know nowadays a lot of people are just sick out of nowhere and they don't have COVID. It's just like this random like variant just going around. So, but definitely be careful with, like, you know, your health and stuff, and I still want you guys to be healthy. But live your life, guys. Like, life is too short, and I think that it really just kind of opened my mind this year too, just seeing, like, you know, how school flew by so quick. I just realized to myself, like, damn, like, you know, life is actually flying by so quick, and I'm really, you know, living my last kind of high school summer, and I really want to spend time with my friends and be able to, like, express myself and be out there and just have fun within, like, you know, my community. I also just want you guys to set some goals for yourself, even if it's about, like, you know, maybe doing some working out every single day, or working out like every other day, or just, like, you know, getting out of bed at an appropriate time, going to sleep at an appropriate time. Those are all goals you guys to set in your life. I know for me, my biggest goal for this summer is to record Baddie Fluent episodes, because I know this whole school year I've been lacking. I literally posted maybe like once every month, and that's something that I'm just, like, not proud of myself for. And I know that I have my own, you know, mental health issues, and I was dealing with my own shit at home, but I really want to come back on the Baddie Fluent grind and just be there for you guys. Because I think for me, filming these episodes not only makes me feel happy, but I know that I'm providing some content that, you go, maybe you guys are having a bad day, you can listen to Baddie Fluent and feel better about yourself. And I just want to be there for you guys. Like, you know, that's like my whole motto of Baddie Fluent. That's why I started, is just to be there and to share my love and gratitude for the world. And I think that I was just, like, kind of falling off of that, and I want to get back on it, because I just want you guys to know how much Baddie Fluent does mean to me. And I want to show you guys that, and not just say it in words, because actions to me matters a lot more than words. And I just wanted to show you guys the way you guys deserve to be shown. And I'm so grateful for everything in my life, and I just really can't wait for, like, you know, being out there having a little city girl summer with a boo or without a boo, if you guys aren't in one. I will be luckily spending my city girl summer with my boo, And I'm really excited to see what this summer has for me, because summer 21 was actually pretty good. Like, I actually really liked it, you know, even though, like, COVID was, you know, high up there and stuff. I really enjoyed it, and I feel like I made a lot of lifelong friendships during summer 21, and I hung out with my friends, like, almost every week. And I'm excited to see what summer 22 has for me, because, you know, we're now in an older stage where we're driving and stuff. But yeah, I love you guys so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it wasn't very, like, girl bossy, but it's kind of like, you know, it's giving y'all like a really reality of it, but also kind of tying it in with some city girl stuff, because, you know, we're always hot girl summer around here. I love you guys so much. Take care, and I cannot wait to be back on Baddie Fluent, guys. You guys will see it coming soon. I love you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.